Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है आज बाबुल करोना न पूछो और माँ का तरपना न पूछो आज बाबुल करोना
6 minutes after 11 Central African Time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad, who's with me this morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I want to welcome our beloved engineer, Brother Bonface. Let's welcome the beloved listeners of Sirius FM. Haji Faisal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, it's the 24th of Sha'ban, 1442, corresponding to the 7th of April, 2021. Our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners +27847863132. Let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad into the program this morning on our Bliss of Marriage. Ustad, welcome to the program this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan. We thank our engineers, Brother Yusuf Asmal of Sirius FM, and our brother Bonface here. All may Allah reward you.
Ustad, if the listener wants to know that, dear Mufti Saab, I am from Benoni. I need a dua. What should one do if one's husband disrespects his wife? Anonymous Ustad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I respond to that question, I just need to make this announcement. Inshallah, tomorrow, Thursday, between 11 and 12 this time here, we started our fiqh lesson. So tomorrow we shall have a special Hifz Hufaz program with Maulana Zahid Khan and myself, inshallah. You know, the young ulama, many of them are going to perform Taraweeh for the first time, second time, so they need some advice, some masla masail, so very, very important. So that will be tomorrow, Thursday, between 11 and 12 on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we will have a repeat of it also at night, tomorrow night, between 7 and 8, inshallah Aziz. Okay, sister, you have a gripe, a complaint against your husband about respect and so forth and so on. on. So yeah, there are three different issues. That if you want someone to respect you, then you have to respect them as well. It's a two-way traffic. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kama tadinu tudan. As you treat others, so you will be treated. So you need to ask yourself, are you respecting your husband? If the answer is yes, then that's good. If you are disrespecting him, then he will disrespect you even more. So that's one point. Second one, how will you earn and obtain that respect? You as a wife must go the extra mile. Don't just do things that he tells you to do. You must do things which you know he likes. And without him telling you, then you still continue doing it. In that way, you will see that will soften his heart. And more so now with just few days left for Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. Before Ramadan, he will appreciate you more, love you more, respect you more. And inshallah, you keep on reading the Quranic dua, Surah chapter 25, Surah Furqan, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. From today is Wednesday, and remember, between Zuhur and Asr, duas are accepted. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his work Al-Adabul Mufrad. Jabir radiallahu anhu states, whenever he encountered a problem, he used to wait for Wednesday afternoon and beg and petition Almighty Allah, and his duas were always accepted. So turn to Almighty Allah and read the Asma'ul Husna. So after Zuhur, read the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah, and then raise your hands, make dua, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Read that abundantly. Allah Jalla Wala is the creator of love. Then Almighty Allah will unite you and your husband's hearts. Once that is united, then inshallah, whether you're in a plane and there's turbulence, whether you're in a boat and there are still, choppy waters, as they say, the waves going up and down. So anyway, you will go through it with ease and comfort, because Almighty Allah's special help is with you. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Yadullahi alal jama'a. Allah Ta'ala's hand, Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's assistance is with a jama'a, a group. So yeah, the group is husband, wife, mashallah, you united. So in that way, Almighty Allah's mercy will descend on you. And read chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Give out charity also. Allah, make it easy.
I see Hafiz Shu'ib says, choosing a partner is easy, dear Mufti Saab. Living with them is another story. It's difficult. Is it a sin not to get married? I am tired. Hafiz Shu'aib, Ustad.
Hafiz Shu'aib, you must read the story of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak name is mentioned 11 times in the noble Quran, and his daughters told him, Ya Abatis Ta'jirhu, why don't you employ him, referring to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyul amin, that the best one you can employ is qawi, active and honest as well. Today, if they're so active, they'll steal all the time, or most of the time. You can see how what's happening nowadays, corruption and crime. And Amin, then most of the time they're lazy. So you need that combination. The father is Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. What he said? A man of foresight and insight. He said that working and using him for him, that's a secondary issue. Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatain. You're a hafiz. So you know these verses, mashallah. I want you to get married, one of the two of you daughters, you must marry him. So that is a selection of the spouse. So that also, today the ummah goes wrong. Why? 90%, 80% look at mal and they look at jamal. Mal, they look at wealth. The chap says that even the Maulana, many a time, we don't say everybody, the Maulana says, hey, me, I'm a poor guy, let me get married rich. So then I can also drive smart cars, live in double story house and move it up. You see, nothing will be on his name, it will be wife's name, but he will say, let me also just enjoy it. So when the intention is like that, tainted, polluted, then what you expect? Oh, you look at Jamal, the beauty, look at her, green eyes, blonde hair, does this, wah, wah. Whether she got character or not, whether she got piety or not, who's bothered about that? So that is the downfall of the Ummah. Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, look at all that, but don't make that priority number one. First, for bizati deen. That look at the deen. So they must belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They must have character. They must be pious. They must be very particular, meticulous regarding their salat. Then how they will bring up their children. You yourself as a husband, your income must be 100% above board. So all these issues will come into play. So remember, for you to say you want to remain afisab, a confirmed bachelor, that's what they say, is haram, not permissible. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Al-A'azabu shaitanun. You must remember, a person who wants to say a confirmed bachelor, there's nothing wrong with you, you're not sick or anything, so you are a healthy, normal person. So that is shaitanic, satanic activities, because what you will do, either you get involved in fornication, adultery, either you get involved, you must remember, with flirting with women, either you get busy with the chat sites and all that, because every human being has to shahwat, shahwatul batan and shahwatul farj, that we feel hungry, we want to eat, and you must remember, we got the desires, we want to fulfill our last desires and passion. So when you get married, the shahwatul batan, wife cook nice akni, biryani and beans and whatever else, so pampoon and pumpkin and whatever you, pampoon is Afrikaans in case you're wondering. So you must remember, so that is sunnat, you know. So anyway, you must remember that in that way there, that you get nice and you eat it nice. And then, mashallah, you have 8-course meal, 9-course meal, then the last course, intercourse. So you must remember that. So that is what you have to fulfill your desire also. So that is a natural system, you must understand that there. So to say, no, I won't get married, no. See, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, Bukhari Sharif, Ya ma'ashara shabab, you are Shuaib, I don't know you, but you're 20, 21, 24, in that age, you are, right? So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressing you. Ya ma'ashara shabab, O you jama'at, group of youngsters, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, whosoever of you, you got the physical strength, you got the economic means to get married, so get married immediately, fill it as over, get married. Why? فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرُ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. Then your gaze will remain down and you will protect your private part. Today, everywhere you go is fitna. In the masjid, there is fitna. That yesterday, that Imam Sahib wasn't there, they put me in front. So they told me, make imamat. So I made. So my habit is, whenever, anywhere I have to make imamat, I make two announcements. Brothers, please straighten the serfs and so forth. Second one, I say, please switch off the mobile, the cell phone. I even announce it in Urdu sometime. Apna mobile, apna cell phone, jawal, sometime in Arabic also. So apna jawal or cell phone, mobile ko ban kar dijiye. But still you will hear ting, ting, ting along, ding, dong, all funny, funny sounds. Because people come first rakat, second, third rakat, this, that. So see, the shaitan yet right in the masjid, Allah forbid. So you must remember that. So that is what. So wherever you go is fitna, fitna. And the hadith I quoted, then after Quran, then we go to hadith, then we go to sahaba. You know, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, his title, faqihu hadhil ummah. He was the jurist, the great mufti of this ummah. He used to say, hypothetically, to set an example for the ummah, for humanity and posterity. I, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, my wife dies or whatever happens, I know that is only 10 days left. 10 days left for me to die and pass away, yet I will get married. Hypothetically, for argument's sake. Because I fear I will fall into some fitna. So imagine, where are we? So you must remember this type of things here. So therefore, Hafiz Shuaib, take all that out. What you do, you're a Hafiz, 2 rakat salat daily, today after Zuhur, that you did 2 rakat extra. In Sajda, Rabbana, Hablana, Min Azwajina, abundantly, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu. Cry to Allah. And before Ramadan, you get fixed up. In Ramadan, you get fixed. Shawwal, you perform the nikah. Shawwal is the best month to get married, and on the 10th of Shawwal is the best day. Shawwal is the best month. The hadith in Tirmidhi, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal. Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Siddiqi beti, Siddiqi ladli, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable wife, and Siddiq's daughter, beloved daughter, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nikah with me took place in Shawwal, and I have no children, so she's to encourage her family members, nephews, nieces, all must get married in Shawwal. And Mullah Ali Qari, in a commentary of Mishkat Sharif Mirqat, has written that it was on the 10th of Shawwal, mashallah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nikah took place to Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So therefore we should also try, so fix everything up now, and mashallah, Shawwal, you get married of a Shuaib. Whenever negativity comes, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. You're a youngster, my brother. Allah gave you Quran Sharif, so you must practice on that, inshallah. Show the world marriage is a bed of roses and not a bed of thorns.
I see Hafiz Shuaib, who started, I'm going to cut it into short. He's listening to you, and you're actually putting him into tears. He says that my father told me to message you, dear Honorable Mufti Saab. We all listen to your program. I'm 25 years old. You are right. And I got married to a girl who's 20 years old, Mufti Saab. She is ultimate rich. And today she throws on my face that, you know what? You are a poor person. You are a pauper. Mufti Saab, the parents first agreed to marry me, knowing I'm not wealthy. And today her parents are saying he doesn't fit your league. He's a pauper. Hafiz Shuaib is crying, Mufti Saab. I'm trying my best. Only 8 months married. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi.
You see, Hafiz Shuaib, that is what, I don't know you, I don't know where you are married and so forth, but whatever I said is coming out there. I said you are around 24, 25 around there. And I said sometime the people who are Maulana, Hafiz, whatever, they get married in a rich family and so forth. And then, now you must be honest. You don't have to answer me, Hafiz Shuaib. I'm speaking to you as my son, as my brother. That you must ask yourself this question. When you married that lady in the higher strata of society, what was your intention? If your intention was me, I will be in the big league now. Then that is the words of Nabi alayhi salam. فَإِنَّمَا أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ Allah will disgrace you. You know you Hafiz of Quran. You know Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Piran-e-Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, what he said? He said, when Allah gave you Quran, Allah gave you Islam, Allah gave you Hifz, He made you Alim, whatever. And then you start looking at the rich people with so much respect and respect them only for their wealth, half your Iman will disappear. So imagine that where we are today. So my brother, that you are married and so forth, I would never say that you must break it and so forth. I say you change your tune and say, my job now is Jorna and not Torna. I'm going to make this marriage work. And now I will show them that I will not take their new car, their new furniture, all these things here. That, you know, myself, I'll just give you your leg stories. Yesterday, one of the listeners from Mauritius, they say, Mufti, your stories are very nice.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah. Your stories, we love them, you see. By myself, you understood. My mother, Allah give Jannatul
Firdaus. Ameen.
She should tell me, Hibo Sari Chokriya, Hibo Sari Chokriya. You know, we speak Memon with my mother. And so, and I say, Mami, Ummi, you know, you want, I must marry this one, this one. I look at them, because all my cousins, that and all, that we're still young growing up. So that they wear one churi, one bengal, all wages will get away finish at this type of things. There'll be nothing left. And I know there's rich ladies, 90%, 80%, they'll sit on your head and they'll throw it in your face. Me, I look for the poorest one. And then we don't have problem of all this kind. See Allah make us outreach with His fazl, His grace and mercy. It's Allah's fazl. So, and same Abdullah ibn Masood used to say, Il tamisul ghina fin nikah. Open the Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, you will find his fatwa there. So get married and Allah will enrich you. You must remember. And then Quran says, Iyakunu fuqara yunihimullah mifadli. So we all make mistakes, Hafiz Shu'aib. Remember that. I make mistake, you make mistake, we all are human beings. But don't let them, you must remember, throw that in your face. You must show your independence. Allah gave me Quran. When Allah gave you Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It's better than all their houses, better than all their assets, better than all their cars, better than all their money in dollars and what have you. That is what Allah gave you. So never suffer from the inferiority complex. Start ta'aleem in your house and inshallah your wife is materialistic and so forth. Bring your wife onto your side on deen, and inshallah, Allah will bring. You see, you buy the cow, the milk comes free of charge. Make effort for deen, Allah will bring the dunya at your feet also.
I mean, I love you, Ustad. Hafiz Sab says, I take a qasam on Allah, I married her for beauty, Mufti Sab. I only work at the hard way. That's all, Hafiz Shuaib Ustad.
So you were cementing everything there in the hard way. Now you have to cement your marriage, my brother. You see, that also is wrong, Hafiz Shuaib. That's what I said. I said people get married today for the mal or the jamal. Mal is the wealth, or they get married for the jamal. She was a paragon of beauty. But you didn't expect all these things. They're telling you on your face, you're not in our league and so forth. That is the pride and arrogance of these people when they speak like that. So you must change the whole thing. Get piety into yourself, get piety into your wife, and change with ta'aleem and everything, things will happen. And inshallah, Allah will bless you with pious children also.
Anonymous says, Ustad, at what age can I allow my child to get married? He's only 14 years old, Ustad, and got a proposal from a very rich family. Ustad.
So we're speaking of a boy or we're speaking of a girl, yeah?
A girl, Ustad.
So the girl is 14 years old and she got a proposal already. So what can we say? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha got married during Ramadan in the second year of the Hijrah, and she was 15 years old and few months. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the nikah. Her life is largely the Master Islam's most beloved daughter and most beloved child. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So then we know in the third year Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was born. Fourth year Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was born. So all that happened. So if you are asking from a fatwa point of view, yes, it's permissible. If she's happy, you are happy as parents. If you are asking, that is ifta from fatwa. If you are asking from irshad, if you are asking from nasiha, I would not advise you to give your daughter at this young tender age. You must remember, our daughters, I don't know you, Baji, I don't know you, Kala, but at this tender age, you must remember your daughter just became baligha 2-3 years ago, 1-2 years ago, and remember that they are brought up very, very, you know, on the golden platter, and tomorrow they nadan. You know, in our Gujarati, Meman, Urdu, what we say, nadan, bo nadan che, you know, che che comes in. So bo nadan. So you must remember that they're very naive. That husband must just blow a gasket one day, who will break, you understand? Yeah. So I would not advise it, and only tell them, you know what, Jazakallah khair, but it's best you go look somewhere else, because my daughter will only get married after 2-3 years when she can make round rotis and proper samosas and bhajiyas and all that. Now she don't even know where to start with the samosa and roti and all. So just make some story like that. Astikhara came on negative and declined it. That's my advice to you. So don't get your daughter so young married. They're so nadan and naive that, remember, the husband, the mother-in-law just shouted and the finish. She will phone father, mother, just pick me up. You see? Because she's not prepared for those responsibilities and so forth. So that's my advice to you in that scenario.
Ustad, I see the listeners are listening to you attentively. Please pray for me. Make dua for me, dear Mufti Sab. My husband is going for a proposal today. Make dua, his future in-laws reject his proposal. Sister Fahima Ustad.
So you were the first wife, and now he wants to go and propose for the second wife. He wants a hot Ramadan. So the warm Ramadan. He wants extra body heat. So you must remember there, one night here, one night there. He won't wake up for suhoor then, sehri time also. So you must remember, you sister, you must say this, that Ya Allah, whatever is khair for me, for you, the first wife, whatever is khair for him, let that happen. So you must remember, sometimes people go through talakh tajruba. That's very like high Urdu. So you must remember, people in life go through, you know, that difficult and bitter, that's the translation, bitter experiences in life, and then they realize they are wrong. So leave him, and you ask Almighty Allah for what is the best. See the Quran, always giving us inspiration, motivation. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Now you fit in this category. Many a time you dislike something, but it's better for you. Why is better for you? He's telling you, I want to get married, now he gets married. After 2-3 months, you see he's already gone slowly into ruku, and then he'll go into sajda. He'll walk over even now. In Yemen, we say. You saw that what will happen to him? Now he'll get so worried and so much this. You had a straight life. Why you want to complicate your life? Okay, you went, you did. Now you saw all the problems. And then there'll be more problems. When the children come from second wife, then he passes away, inheritance. Lot of issues, you must remember. وَأَسَاءً تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And sometimes you love certain things. وَهُوَ شَرُّ لَكُمْ. And it is harmful for you. So you don't say that, no, it must come negative. Just say, Ya Allah, let that happen, which is khair, good for all parties. Finish, you just make that kind. And today is Wednesday, so make that dua after Zuhur. Read Zuhur up past 12. So mashallah, and then 2 extra rakat, go into sajda and beg Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So you beg Almighty Allah, and Allah make decisions in our favor.
I see a brother from Lodium says, Mufti Sahab, if ever my daughter comes to me, says, Daddy, my husband wants to take a second wife, I will shoot him, Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, you know, in today's time, all these men, they're only getting married for lust. Anonymous big brother from Lodium, he says, big brother, Ustad.
Big brother, BB. So you got the AK-47, you just want to skit the scop, skit and donor. You can't do scop, skit and donor, BB. So what Islam is going to say? So BB, big brother, you must practice on Sharia. So you got your daughter, right? Your daughter is Jamila. She's a paragon of beauty. And now a nice proposal comes. You understand? For your daughter. So simple, you must tell him, see, you want to become my son-in-law. You want to get married to my daughter. So yes, the contract, you signed it. You understand? So what will be written in that contract? That if he gets married, you understood, to somebody else, whilst he is married to your daughter, so in that case there, your daughter will have the right of talaq, of divorce. That in our Islamic terminology is called tafweezut talaq. So you have that contract signed, and so forth, witnesses, everything, he's happy, you happy, everybody is happy. So finish. So you have safeguarded your daughter. See, I told you just now, 1-2 minutes ago, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha married Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Right? This was in the second year of the Hijrah. So she was 15 years old, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and few months. And remember, everything was going very well. But then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he wanted to marry Abu Jahl's daughter. She's a Muslima. Her name also was Jamila. So he said, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said no. La tajtami'u bintu nabiyyillah wa bintu aduwillah. I'm not going to allow that the daughter of a Nabi and the daughter of the enemy of Allah must get together by you, Ali. You make up your mind. So that Sayyidina Ali accept that while I'm married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, so then they will not be dead. So that is from where we derive all these things. You make the condition, and remember, everybody agrees. So then you must remember that that is fine. So you don't have to pull the gun out, Bibi. So you use this. You must remember what Islam has given you. Islam is there. It has its checks. It has its balances. It has everything. But the problem is we did not learn what the Sharia is teaching us. So you must remember, you just go to the Majlis website. You know Majlisul Ulama of PE, and you will see there, they got the whole form there of tafweez. So T-A-F-W-E-E-Z, tafweez. So you must remember, you just print it out or so, or you just get the idea from there, and in that way, or you go to your local ulama, they will draft it out for you, and in that way, so everybody lives in peace, and your daughter will know that as long as the marriage subsists, then he can't marry anybody. And if he gets married, then your daughter, his wife, can then, she exercise the right of divorce, and she moves out from there. And you add whatever conditions you want, and they agree, so you must remember, so in that way there. But no violence and shooting and all this business.
Ustad, I see that the brother says, dear Mufti Saab, I really like you for the pleasure of Allah. I flirt with many women. I work at a call center. I was almost caught by my wife when she called in for a number. I had to lie to say I knew it was her on the other side. Maulana, help me with some good excuses. It's just my job. Ustad, anonymous youngster, it says.
You see, my brother, this is a mistake we make. We think we are very shrewd. We think we are very intelligent and clever and whatever else words you want to use. I give you one incident. Then you must think about that. One day, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu arda, he, you must remember, delivered a khutbah. He is Amirul Mu'mineen, Khalifa. And he told the people this, it has come to my attention, some people, when they are selling the milk, then, you know, in Pakistan and that way we studied, this was very common in the 70s, nice words. So anyway, you must remember that when some people are selling the milk, then they add some water also to do it, to eat. So that is haram, is not permissible. That was the khutbah he gave. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, night time he used to make gasht. He used to patrol, you know, to see nobody needs, anybody needs anything, this, that. Lo and behold, he hears, over years, a discussion between mother and daughter. Mother says, the Beti in Arabic, that Beti, oh daughter, put some water there. So the daughter said, oh Ummi, didn't you hear the khutbah, the sermon of the Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, that is haram, is not permissible, milawat karna, that you mix everything, adulterate and all that. So Sayyidina Umar, they don't know that he's hearing this discussion. Next day, what he does, he sends, you must remember, a proposal, Sayyid Khalifa, for that lady there, the daughter, and says, I want my son that he must marry you, because we want women who are salihah, taqiyah, pious, all that. So that was how they would use the criteria. So you say that you got away, your wife almost caught you and all that, and you're feeling very good. But is Allah not looking? Alam ya alam bi anna Allah yara? Alam ya alam bi anna Allah yara? Is Allah not looking? So my brother, that is our Deenul Islam. That wherever I am, in the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the cave, wherever I am, Almighty Allah is looking. You can fool your wife, you can fool people, but when we think we're continuing fooling, then Allah exposes us one day. And when Allah exposes us, wa may yuhini Allahu fama lahu min mukrim, when Allah disgraces a person, then there's none to give him honor. See, I give you one example. Now, today's news, if you follow, you know, every day I have to look at news and this and all that. I read a lot with all these things here. So, in Dubai, you know these street ladies. So, you must remember, from Russia they came. And Dubai got all the skyscrapers and all these things here. So, these ladies stuck naked, you must remember that. And they are there on the veranda, you know. Somebody took their video, everything. This happened 2-3 days. It went viral. It's in all the major networks. They love all these kind of things. Now they are caught in a dilemma. One side, they want to do the Western things. So the Western culture for them is what? To get nude and walk around and so forth. So they said that they'll give them 6 months punishment. They say now they deport the whole lot. So this is how Allah disgraces you. Why Allah disgraces you? Because you want to mimic the West. You want to make peace with Israel. You want to sell out the Palestinians, all these type of things. So same thing you, my brother. That just example I gave that. You think you're getting away and you're flirting with this one, this one, this one, and you are enjoying it. But when the day comes, you are exposed, then you none to give you honor, then you lose your wife, you lose your children, you lose your self-respect, and always remember, you know the surah. You did it in madrasa, but alas, you forgot maybe the surah and the meaning, you never learnt it, so you need to jog your memory and refresh your memory, my brother. And which surah is it? Surah Alaq. The first surah, the first verses, five verses were revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Iqra bismi, and then in front, Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Almighty Allah is seeing, observing all the time? Chapter number 96 and verse number 14. Write that chapter and put there on your desk. Alam ya, write the translation and put there. Alam ya alam bi anna Allah yara. And then see, inshallah, you will lead a better life. Just for a moment, my brother, if your wife had to do all that, she starts flirting with this man, that man, then what you will tell me? What? I'll take out my AK-47 and shoot her. How come when she does it, then you want to shoot her, and when you do it, you want to justify it and tell us, we must show you more ways how to do it. Inna lillahi wa inna. So weak this ummah has become. We lost our self-respect, we saw lost our self-esteem, and once we lose our haya, shame and modesty, then the ima, the haya is eroded, then next thing to be eroded and removed will be iman. That is hadith. Innal iman wal haya aqurana wa jamia. Remember, iman and haya, faith and our shame, modesty, are two partners together. Idha rufia ahaduma rufia al-akhir. One disappears, the other disappears.
Well, it's 16 minutes to 12. I see many listeners are messaging, they want today's podcast. Mufti Sahib, we want the podcast. This is from Welcome and from Harari. Listen to this question, Ustad. The father says here, my daughter is married, dear Mufti Sahib, 2 years married, and she really loves her husband. Okay, Mufti Sahib, we knew he was a sheer boy. But Mufti Sahib, the strangest thing is that they are both very, very happy. But now he wants her to do other things, which is against our Akida. My daughter says, if I don't do it, he's going to divorce me, daddy. What do I do, Mufti Sahib? Anonymous father, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we respond to that query, let me just announce one more time. Today is Wednesday, so everybody, mashallah, read your Zuhur Salat, the women at home and the men, inshallah, in the masjid. Try and read 2 rakat extra salat. You know the problems you are facing, the ummah are facing. So we all have challenges, and beg all, Almighty Allah, it's time that du'as are accepted. If you want a reference, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in his work, Al-Adabul Mufrad, has mentioned it there. So remember, it is authentic and very good. We should practice this on it. Second announcement, tomorrow, inshallah, this time year, between 11 and 12, we started a new program called Al-Fiqh Al-Madhaib Al-Arba, that is jurisprudence according to the 4 schools, and Moana Zahid Khan is the host, and mashallah, he does it with me. But tomorrow, Thursday, we're going to have a special program because of Ramadan around the corner, and a special Hifz Hufaz program that the youngsters are going to perform imamat and many, many issues. So between 11 and 12 tomorrow, it will be live, inshallah, Aziz. And then we'll repeat it tomorrow night, Thursday night, between 7 and 8, inshallah, Aziz. Let's take this issue step by step and see. You must remember that what happens in this case, that person came, he proposed to your daughter. You say you knew he's a Shia, and yet you must remember you gave your daughter to him. Now I'm asking you, your daughter was wrong, but aren't you as parents being irresponsible and reckless? Are people swearing, cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amiri Muawiyah, the greatest Sahaba, male and female, and you said, no, it's tick check, it's alright, get them married. So where will you stand tomorrow in the court of Almighty Allah, in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Second, when you gave your daughter in marriage to this person here, the Shia, non-Muslim, so you must remember, did you not think after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, they will have children, then there will be a huge conflict. He will say, they must say this, they must say this, and she will say that she must do this. Now, after 2 years, you must remember all the true colors are coming out. He's telling her, you must do my way, otherwise you catch the highway. So what he did, that is what, one day, you like stories, I give you another story. One day, I went here to Bosmont. Bosmont is not far, just outside Johannesburg. So, in under apartheid and all that, like a colored township, a lot of our Malay brothers and sisters are there. So, this is many years ago, 4, 5, 6 years ago. So, I was there, and then I delivered a lecture. In the lecture, I spoke something against the Shias or something. Then one brother came, he was half crying, elderly. He said, Mufti, you came late. I said, but I was here before the Adhan. And he said, no, you came late. Then I understood he's trying to give me a message. He said that, you know, my daughter got married to a Shia and he spoke to us in such flowery language, everything. After 6 months, 8 months, he sent the packing back. He said, we were just making muta with you. So that's what this man is doing. He's going to tell your daughter, you must remember, do this, do this, do this. In the heart of heart, he knows that she won't do so. He will say, you pack up and go. For them, it's another statistic. They spoiled the life of another Sunni lady. So that is what the Shias call Muta. Khomeini, the enemy of humanity and Muslims. I have his book. I have so many books of his. And they gave me this book. So you must remember, written by Khomeini, they can't refuse it. I saw it in Iran and they gave it to me. So you must remember, it's Tawdihul Masail. In there it's written, you can make Muta for 1 hour. So what he did, he told you he wants to marry your daughter. He knew he's a Shia. He knew your daughter is Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, whatever. And he married. His intention from the start was already Muta. And so, but your daughter was Nadan, Naif. You, I don't know why you gave. So you are to blame. Your daughter was living in sin. I don't know if the children involved or not. So you must tell your daughter, let him give talaq or whatever and come back home. You got no business to be there, and you as parents must make sincere tawbah. Let me announce and pronounce this clearly, loudly. Shias are kuffar. It's not permissible for our Muslim men to marry them. It's not permissible for our Muslim women to marry their men. We must be clear on this issue. We can't be sitting on the fence. To sit on the fence is committing an offense. That is the sign of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. They do these things here. We belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Quran Sharif said, chapter 60, verse number 10, La hunna hillul lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. So you must remember that your Muslim women are not halal for any non-Muslim man, and the non-Muslim men are not halal for the Muslim lady. Everything of ours is different. Our adhan is different. Our kalima is different. Our salat is different. He will tell your daughter she must put 2 stones or 1 stone and make sajda on that. So the fasting, they won't make iftar straight after sunset. They will make iftar 15, 20 minutes after sunset. So everything upside down, you must remember these things here. So you, parents, cry to Allah. Allah is very forgiving. Ya Allah, Ameen. We were very, very naive and foolish, if you ask me, that to think that we are giving our daughter, forgive us, Ya Allah, and take your daughter back immediately. And you must remember, tell him that thank you very much, that you can continue with your muta and so forth. And we have learned, I just used the word just now, talakh tajruba, a bitter experience we learned. So I told you about these things here. So that is the tactic they play. For him, he scored another goal. He used another Sunni lady, and you must remember, his intention was muta, and that's how they operate. They will come with their flowery tongue, and we people, they fall for all these tricks of theirs. So you must understand, you, the parents, are more guilty than your daughter in giving. I'm still amazed how you allowed all these things to happen, but we all make mistakes. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Rahim. May Almighty Allah let us sift out what is haq and what is batil, what is truth and what is falsehood.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. I see the father is crying, Ustad. He says that my wife is just saying now, he says the father's name, go and fetch my petty right now. That's from the mother. And they say that we gave our daughter is so innocent, Mufti Sahib, and she's a hafiza, Ustad.
That's the thing. I just told you, when that person asked me about his 14-year-old daughter, our daughters are nadan, they're naive, they don't understand the complexities and the difficulties of life. But you, the parents, you knew all this. So just go pick her up and take her, bring her back. Finish. End of the story.
Ustad, every Ramadan, my husband tries to give up smoking, but he gives me hell because he can't handle it, Mufti Sahib. I'm so afraid of this Ramadan. 1442, Ustad.
You must start today. After Zohor, read 2 rakat salat and tell Habib if he comes home for lunch or supper time, that see, from today we're starting, and it's good to start everything on a Wednesday. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha also mentioned it. It's mentioned in Maqasid al-Hasana, is authentic this. Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah has mentioned, if you look at the Hanafi ulama, they used to start their madrasas and their darul rooms on a Wednesday, the academic year. Allama Marghinani rahimahullah, the author of Hidayah, famous Hanafi work, when he used to start his dars and academic year, he used to start on a Wednesday. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, the Grand Mufti, we studied there in Darul Uloom, they used to start on a Wednesday. And Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib, these are all personalities we met. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So, remember that Hazrat Ji passed away in 92, Mufti Shafi Sahib passed away in 76. He used to start the madrasa day in Jalalabad on Wednesday. So all this here, why? There to show when you start on Wednesday. So you start with ta'aleem. Take Fazail Ramadan. I sent it out today or yesterday. So you must remember that of Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah Marqadahu and read it, mashallah, and in that way there. So slowly, slowly, and tell him this agarbati of yours. You know, yesterday, Tuesday night, I have tafsir in the masjid. So I chose all these ayats of Ramadan. I said, Ummat, ki, I speak Urdu there and English because a lot of India brothers. And I said, Ummat ki ye halat hai, the Ummat is in this situation today that wo khana peena biwi se parhez gurez karenge, they will stay away from eating, drinking, all that, wife, all that during the fasting time. Lekin iftar ka ho time ho jayega, phir apna agarbati le lete hai. So then when iftar time comes, first thing they're looking for cigarette. So you stayed away from halal, but iftar time come, you want to make what haram. See the akal, the intelligence, so-called intelligence of the ummah. So remember, sister, you have to win your husband over and start the ta'aleem every day, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and inshallah, it will be a smooth Ramadan. Cry to Allah, beg Allah.
Somebody says, hey, my son is a hafiz, dear Honorable Mufti Sahib, and he wants a modern girl. I don't feel it appropriate as she will take his deen away. Do we as parents, Mufti Sahib, have the right to choose who we want for him? He is only 21 years old.
100% you must tell him the importance of the du'as of parents. When he looks at you, oh Abi, oh Abati, Abi, my father, oh Abati, oh my beloved father, my respected father. That is how Islam teaches us words in the Quran. You must tell him, when you look at me with love and respect, just one time, so they get the reward of Hajj. 60, 70, 100 times, every time one Hajj. You please is your mother, then Jannat lies under her feet, al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummat. So if you want our du'as and you want to be successful, then listen to us, this lady no good for you. You must remember, she's a career lady. You must remember that. So the career lady, what is her definition? She will give her plots and her plans preference over her pots and her pans. You got it? So the career lady will give preference to her plots and her plans over the pots and the pans. So brother, you must remember, you must listen to your parents. They know they've been through life. They want the best for you. So that lady is attractive 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, finished, and after that. Then you will realize what a mess you made. So just forget her. She's history. And now you carry on with the geography. And always, yes, you must intervene as parents and speak to him and tell him you get married to that lady. We're not attending your nikah. You just tell him like that. Finish. End of the story.
Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. Mommy says here, dear Mufti Sahab, let me share my story with you. As Mufti Sahab says, we like stories. My daughter finally came out clean. She told us yesterday that she is pregnant. 3 weeks pregnant, Ustad. Now her father got so angry and he left the house, Mufti Sahab. What do we do? Ustad, anonymous.
So now, he's not solving the problem. He's running away from the problem.
He's upset.
You as parents should ask yourself, your daughter is not married. Who gave her so much freedom? Who gave her so much money that she could drive car and all these things? She used to meet her lover, her boyfriend, call whatever you want to, her sugar daddy. And now he took advantage of her. Now she's pregnant. Abortion is out of the question. So now either she gets married to that person there. If he's a Muslim, get married. If he's not Muslim, make him Muslim. And if he's Muslim and he don't want to marry her, so then carry on. The child, you must remember, the lineage will go to you, to the daughter, meaning to the mother. And you can't go for abortion. That is akin to murder. So, watu izzu man tasha, watu zillu man tasha. So you, the parents, running away from the problem is not going to solve the problem. You have to encounter it and face it and say, where did we also, the daughter did wrong, it's haram, 100 lashes must be given to her. In a true Islamic country, Quran says so, Surah 24 verse 2, and to the boy also, in public they must be lashed up and whipped up 100 lashes. So, firstly, do kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalla. We know we can't do all that in our countries, but I want to show you the seriousness of the crime. Second one, as parents, we should ask ourselves, as parenting goes, did we fail and how we failed and why we failed? So that is what you have to address and so forth. So tell him he's worried about his reputation now. People, what will they say? And remember, brother, that it's time for you to be there with your daughter and look at the options. I'm giving you options. Get the boy. If he's Muslim, let them get married immediately and so forth. If she's 3 weeks pregnant and you get them married, the child will be thabit to nasab, the lineage will go to the father, at least according to Imam Abu Hanifa only, that the lineage of the child will be thabit, will go to the father, and it will be a legitimate child. Although Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali say in all cases illegitimate, harami child, a B child. But at least according to Hanafis, it will be a legitimate child. So that is my advice. You have to act quickly, not run away from the problem. Make tawbah and Allah. But we need to open our eyes. We must remember that what things are happening right under our nose. And remember, it's a story you gave, Kala, but a very tragic and a sad story. Allah protect us all, and you as parents always read Surah 46, verse 15. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Oh, beloved Allah, bring about reform, piety in our children, progeny. Surah 46, verse 15, in the 26th Supara. 12 o'clock, the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter, hadith lesson by Mawlana Zahid Khan to 12:30. 12:30 to 1, inshallah, Mawlana Harun of Spingo Beach, rahimahullah, following the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1 o'clock, the adhan. And thereafter, inshallah, we continue 105 to 130, Surah Furqan, verses 45 to 55. Then 1:30 to 2 from the archive, Surah An'am, verses 70 to 75, inshallah. And thereafter, after Brother Al-Amin, 2 to 3, and 3 to 3 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.